Here we go. You gonna take us up? This is high as you go. Look, they're going higher than us. Here we go.
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 263, Riding Astro Orbiter. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we pilot a rocket ship high above Tomorrowland. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name's Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. We are about 80 days from our trip to Walt Disney World and less than 10 days from a kickoff of the 50th anniversary celebration. I can't wait to get down there. I've been watching people in the parks this week, sharing how beautiful it looks as it's getting ready for the festivities, and it's going to be magical. The best part is, I'll have loads of new memories to share with you. But for now, let's continue our night in the Magic Kingdom. I will admit, this was my first time on Astro Orbiter. It seems impossible, but yeah, I'd never ridden it yet. The lines always seemed so long, and it was just another Dumbo ride in my mind. Folks, it's not. The views on the rocket as it circles Tomorrowland are amazing, especially at night. And it's faster than Dumbo, so there's a bit of a thrill aspect as well. I have a feeling we'll have to make this attraction one that we will come back to often, especially at night whenever possible. For today's memory, we're continuing our second day in the parks on our trip in September of 2016. If you remember from memory 262, we got to ride Peter Pan's flight and we're trying to figure out what to do next now. The crowds were lighter, so we stopped by Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, but the wait was just too much. So we decided to hop over to Tomorrowland and see about a couple of new rides for the kids. We are working on maybe getting them to try Space Mountain at this time, but figured we'd ride Astro Orbiter first. Everyone is pretty tired after a long day already, and we may not make it. The lines move quick enough though, and soon we're on the elevator up to the top of Rocket Tower Plaza for our ride. Once our rocket comes to a stop at the end, we'll exit the tower and look to see if we have enough time for one more adventure before the park closes. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, let's join my family as we enjoy a new adventure soaring high above Tomorrowland.
Now I need some rest. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Go to Astro Orbiter.
It's really pretty to see. It's like Dumbo, but it's way up on top of a...
Daddy has never done this one.
Can you imagine that? Mommy did it. She did it in the middle of the night. That's why I think it's grand fun. So, come on. It's just like that. It's not a scary ride. It's just that fun.
Yep, and you have to take an elevator to get up it.
Right, these connect in the back, the others don't necessarily.
That, right up there. You see those green lights? I hope not, because then nothing works. Yeah, I know. Yeah?
Oh, that'd be awesome. Let's do that.
Then there's that. You're probably what? We have four.
You're riding two and two? Who's riding together?
I apparently have her. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Up to get on our ride.
All the way up to the Empire.
Welcome back. I have a few short things you need to remember before you head on in those rockets. The first is that the smaller pilot sits in the front and the taller sits in the back. Secondly, there is one seatbelt and one seatbelt only, so please make sure it does go around everybody sits inside of your rocket. And lastly, please make sure to keep those boarding cards out for me. Once upstairs, your captain will come around and collect them once you're seated and inside of your rocket. Any questions?
Okay. You guys ready? Susie, what does it say?
We got like half an hour left.
We go back, search the bar. What? Look at the view we got. See the castle? See the castle? Scoot forward a little bit. Watching. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never noticed. I never knew that. It gets even higher. I think it goes a little faster than a boat, too. That's okay. This may be your new favorite. Mikey, stay with Mama.
Dollar pilots in the back.
Step on the thing.
Attention all pilots. To ensure a safe flight, remain seated with your seatbelt.
Can you reach that?
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Right there.
Can you reach that if that's in the way, or is that? I gotta buckle you in. Does that work? Let's sit back for a second. I'm gonna see if I can, if you don't mind. Can I set this over here?
Yeah, of course, man.
Thank you.
No problem. You're probably not gonna land here, but we'll be right
there. I'll find it.
Alright. Enjoy.
Thank you. Pull back to go up. Push. Put your legs down.
Thank you.
That better?
Pilots, prepare for
liftoff. Here we go. You guys ready? That's right.
Up is pull towards you, and then down is push towards that, right?
Yeah. There we go. You gonna take us up? This is high as you go. Look, they're going higher than us. Here we go. Yay. That's not even as high as it goes yet. They're still way above us. Now we're up.
Whoa, okay. I'm tilting out.
All right. You're not going anywhere. You gonna go down? Whee! You gonna go up?
No.
Go down even more? Up. Whoa! Whoa! It's going pretty fast. Whoa. Hang on. Sit back, sit back, sit back, sit back, sit back, sit back. That went fast at the end. Give me a second. Was that fun?
That was creepy.
All right. Stand right there and then hop down. Okay. This way, hold on, Sus. Exit here. Oh, my hat. Come on, Suze, quickly. There we go.
Don't push it.
Right there
all the
at the
way
end.
Down, I felt like I was flying. I think it was just going.
Yeah.
I felt like I was going around and around, walking around in circles.
It was like the march when you go really fast up.
Yeah, it does.
It goes really fast.
Yeah, really fast. Where are y'all from?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Open up.
Oh, we're from
open
Minnesota.
Up.
Nice. Good vacation then.
Oh, yeah.
Nice vacation.
All right, this way. Can we go look real quick?
You know, look at it. Just let her watch. Look at it.
I just want to see if he's actually tall enough. Yeah, a little bit.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they're released every other week. Also, if you want to find out more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. There you'll find things like show notes with the pictures for this memory, or other memories as well. You'll also find links to watch on YouTube, view photos on Google, and connect with me through social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. If you like what you heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. You can do things like buy me a coffee or support our binaural microphone replacement campaign or become a recurring patron supporter. Every donation gets dumped back into the podcast and will help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting this show for years to come. Finally, I need to ask a small favor of you. Can you help me spread the word about the show? A review on Apple Podcasts will help those who are looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home to find us. Plus, they'll see what other fans like you love about this show. Maybe you can even tell a friend or a show that you've been listening on social media. Maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this one, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple weeks for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You can say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.